Hey everyone, do you like beer? Well, join me and Jeff for the Beer Cub Podcast and hear about what other beers that are out there. Check out the show at cubsoutloud.com/beercub. Bandwidth for the COL Media Podcast is brought to you by Mevio at mevio.com.
Previously on Cubs Out Loud.
Dildos, whips, and chains.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, nice? They do. You get our bonus comes up to your awesomeness. And then they have sex. But yeah, if you get a COL t-shirt or anything from ScandalTheFactory.com, you get a +1 to awesomeness. So that's all I'm saying.
But Tim will offer you the blowjob anyway. It's just that he says such a giving person. A giving person.
I actually went on a date. Indeed.
Tim had a date. Tim had a date.
And so did Jeffrey. And we'll talk about that later.
I was at home and I watched a movie with someone.
And, yes. It was a... Jeffrey and Mystery Cub sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S. I hope so.
My tastes in porn certainly tend toward the masculine, that's for sure. How awesome would that be to you know, repair your own clothes or sew buttons on shirts that are missing buttons or whatever? They speak softly and carry a big stick. Is that what you're saying?
You're looking for Moses. That explains so much. Rapture is approximately equal to Raptor. Coincidence? I think not.
Disclaimer, not good for breeders.
It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. I'm Jeff.
My name is John, a.k.a. Kudzu Cub.
So. And I'm Tim Cub.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 22.
And
I'm drinking some beer I don't know if I like or not.
Yeah, save it and I'll drink it later.
What is it?
It's a Waving Wheat by...
I love wheat beer.
Belgian style wheat. What company is this? The ale brewed with spices. Who the hell makes this beer?
Sounds like the New Belgian Beer Company, maybe? Perhaps?
No.
Oh. Oh, well.
Oh, Chock Beer. C-H-O-C beer.
Chock beer, as in like chocolate beer, only not without the O-late.
No, not without the late. There's an O in there. So it's Choco Beer.
Choco Beer.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. No, there is no.
It's Choc Beer.
No, it's Choc Beer. So you're right. No Olathe.
Uh-huh. I see. Excellent. But I save some of that. I shall drink that the next time I'm over at your place.
We'll do a beer cub, which people can check out at cubsoutloud.com/beercub. Okay.
Excellent.
That's another show.
Yeah, it
is another show. Another COL Media Podcast. Okay.
Anyway.
A brilliant COL Media Podcast.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, first I do want to mention that people don't realize that now they can get a double Bear Podcast day every Tuesday. Because every Tuesday at 6:30, BTalk streams live. And then later at 8:30, 9 o'clock, we stream live. So
excellent.
You know, I've said this before. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I mean, they're just trying to copy us at every turn. And that's fine.
They've been recording their video. So
I know.
So we can't do that through Yahoo Live. And they don't get, like, crappy people in the chat room.
It's fine.
So.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, they know, you know, that it comes out loud podcast. They're so awesome. Like, oh my God, like we so have to record on Tuesday.
If only we could record on Tuesday, just like Comes Out Loud does.
Which, by the way, we are actually streaming on Ustream now. And I'm actually recording this one. I got this nice, neat setup. I'm over on the left side. And then over on my
your upper right.
My left, your right. You've got Tim up and then John down. And maybe
I'm
next
the bottom,
week.
Could... As usual, I'm always the bottom. Why is that? Why am I always the bottom?
I have no idea. And the thing is, I'm not even on top.
Okay. You're on the side watching. You're just on the side.
You're just what's left, Jeff, is all.
I'm the voyeur. Just
like I never thought that Tim would be my top. That's just interesting.
What would be interesting is if we had a fourth person, and I'm like,
See, what we need is nine people
further away from the camera, so I got my face, and then put someone here, and then I can kind of like a.
I think we need all of our Ustream listeners to join the party here, and so that we can do the Comes Out Loud bunch.
The 4G.
Sorry,
the 4G. Okay. So the beer orgy. Anyway.
A beer orgy?
That's bear awesome. Orgy. A borgy. That's what I
a borgy, eh? A borgy and S.
Oh, speaking of which, I could have participated in one. So.
Oh my! How was your?
Normally, we start off this initial segment of the show. Besides some random rumblings, we start off this part of the show with Tim. But John, would you like to go first?
Oh, that's something to have it.
Sure. I did a whole lot of stuff. So over there, on Tuesday night, I actually left Austin for San Francisco to see a special friend of mine. But I was supposed to arrive about 10 o'clock California time, which would be midnight Austin time. But just to let you know, there have been fires in California that have delayed flights here and there. So I was delayed another two hours in Salt Lake City. I spent 3.5 hours in Salt Lake City, and it wasn't pleasant. I ended up in San Francisco at midnight, which felt like 2 o'clock to my body. We drove around a little bit. I didn't get to bed till 4, so nice. I didn't get to see much on Thursday night. But we woke up early on Friday, and he took me to Chinatown. He took me to Fisherman's Wharf, Ghirardelli Factory, which was awesome. The Ghirardelli Factory, I swear to you, Ghirardelli has the best chocolate. Like, I've never like sat down in a place, because they had a chocolate ice cream parlor, and the ice cream is good, but I've never been to an ice cream parlor where the fudge was the star. Like, I was literally licking the bottle and like licking the fudge. I was like, you know, I have pictures. I should show it. And you should see the look of satisfaction on my face. And to his disdain, I told him, no offense, but this is better than sex. So it's like, if you could taste like this, maybe. But, you know, yeah. But he was a good sport. But bought a whole lot of chocolate there. They have a new chocolate called Vanilla Dream. And I'm not a big vanilla person, but essentially a white chocolate square with vanilla bean in it. And it's amazing. But anyway, after that, we went – what else did we do? I went to Golden Gate Bridge. That was nice. Actually, we went to a cliff that overlooked the city. That was beautiful. I went to the Castro, the gay mecca of the United States.
Uh-huh. The Lone Star Saloon?
Oh, my God. I went to the Lone Star. It was awesome. Yeah. I didn't know.
Would you call that the best bear bar in the United States?
No. No, I would not. I think it's cool, though. Like, I didn't know. They told me that, by the way, this is the first bear bar in existence in the United States. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's why everybody considers it the best.
But it was so small. Like, it's like half the size. Well, not quite half, but it's smaller than Chain Drive.
You're kidding.
Which, by the way, is not closing anytime soon.
So, well,
excellent.
We'll But it was cool. Everyone was really nice. Because the thing about it is, and I've heard this from Beats Talk of all places too, but you know, we go to San Francisco, there's a lot of attitude and whatnot. And granted, I didn't hang around with a lot of twinks or anything like that. I hung out with a lot of gay people, especially bears, and everyone was super nice. I had a great time. My friends' friends were awesome. There were a lot of hot bears. I didn't realize though that Lone Star Bear wasn't Lone Star. The Lone Star Bar wasn't the only bear bar. There was actually the Eagle, which was a more motorcycle daddy bear place.
Isn't that the first Eagle too?
It might have been.
I would be surprised. Although the New York Eagle might have been the first too.
There's always an Eagle in every big city, and it's always a bear bar. I don't know why.
That's very strange.
Well, big city, but there probably will be. But anyway, and it's really weird because the Lone Star Bar is only two blocks away from the Eagle, and the same thing with the other bar. They have there's a bar called Stud that's not typically a bear bar or a chub bar, but that night every two weeks they have a Chaser Chub night. If you go on Bigger City, there's a banner that says Planet Big, and I didn't know what that was until I got there. And basically, it's a chub chaser night, and the bar was filled with chubs and chasers, and it was awesome. Lots of cute guys, and the atmosphere was awesome. Like, it wasn't pretentious. Like, the problem if you go to a big metropolitan city and then you go to the bar, you get the sense that everyone thinks they're better than you. I didn't get that sense. So we were dancing, we were having a good time. I had a few drinks, amazingly. And I know I'm now officially a lightweight. I can't drink it like I used to. It's because I don't drink. So, but anyway, I had a great time. It was Pride weekend, so San Francisco is gay, but it was really gay that weekend. I mean, it was flags everywhere.
San Francisco's like gay mecca. Like, you just made the pilgrimage to the gay mecca.
I know, but even though, like I said, it's gay, but that particular weekend it was even more gay.
JJ.
Yeah, it was really gay.
You just lost your prude title, JJ.
Oh, wait till I tell you what happened.
oh, my.
But there's more.
Anyway, but it was a really romantic thing with my friend and I.
Your friend.
Yes, I can say his name. His name is Sydney. We actually went to when we went to the Castro. He actually the second we got off the train, he just kind of like held my hand, and that was really sweet. So we're walking down the street holding hands. I've never done that. I tell breeders that, you know, I have no idea. Like it's we can't just do that on a regular street, you know. And I've never done that. And I was like, this looks kind of weird, but I like it. So I was holding hands with him, and we were going around. He was actually kissing me in public. Actually, he kissed me in front of everyone. Like when he dropped me off at the airport, he just kind of grabbed me. He just kind of kissed me right there. So I was like, so a few people stared, but I thought that was really cute. He's really romantic. He's really awesome.
Okay, on three, one, two, three.
Aww. Whatever. Okay. A few things I want to know about San Francisco that I've noticed. I mean, it's expensive. I mean, it's really expensive. Gas is like, and this is like the lower end gas is like $5 a gallon.
Oh, yikes.
I mean, my God, who can afford that? I mean, I know San Francisco is expensive, but that was just ridiculous. But it's a nice place. I mean, I went there and I fell in love. Like, it was a beautiful city. It was green. Lots of trees. It was beautiful. Oh, they're also very green, like environmentally conscious. There's even like electric buses. Even when we went to the bar, the drinks were served in like plastic cups made of corn, and it'll say totally recyclable or something like that. And I thought it was really cool. The weird part was, since it was the end of June, I figured it'd be hot, but it was cold. I actually had to wear a jacket. The average temperature was, the high was like a 68. The lows were like in the 50s.
Holy crap.
So it was really cold all weekend and hazy because of the smoke, but it was still beautiful. But I thought I was in the twilight zone. Like it's like June, it's the middle of summer, and I'm freaking cold. Like it's, you know, fall.
So when are you moving?
I'm not, that's just it though. Well, we had a... See, I don't know. You guys can maybe give me some feedback, but, you know, we... I can't leave until I get my license because I told him I looked up. I'm a counselor and I have a temporary license. I have to earn hours to earn my full license. So I was thinking, okay, maybe I can get a California license just transferred. But unfortunately, California doesn't have my license yet. They might have it next year. But by the time it gets approved in the California legislature, I'll already be fully licensed. I can't leave. And then on top of that, he has a job opportunity with the county, San Francisco County, high paying, great benefits, something he's wanted to do, and he loves the city. So I told him, you know, I wouldn't mind living here, you know, but for the time being, it's not going to work.
So a question.
Yeah.
Did he reprimand you for ever calling it SF or San Fran?
Nope.
Really? Because you always
call
San Francisco.
Call it SF for San Fran?
I always say San Francisco in front of them. So,
good boy.
I always say SF though. Anyway, I mean, I'm not going to type in San Francisco. God, that's.
I'm sure. Like, if you type something, type it, they're okay with that because you know shorthand over chat. But
you know, it's so weird. I kept hearing from all these people. You know, there's an attitude in San Francisco, but I never got that. Everyone was pretty friendly. I mean, every now and then it's a city, so every now you get some really weirdos or just crackpots. But in general, everyone was super nice. Everyone was.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And the bear, I thought, this is what I was thinking. In San Francisco, you're going to go to a bear bar, and you know for a fact they're going to have this bear attitude, like I'm an A-list bear and I can't talk to you. I did not get that impression. I really didn't. And on top of that, what I liked is that the bears there were diverse. There were Latino bears, there were Asian bears, of course there were white bears, there were black bears, there were all rainbow of bears. And I thought that was awesome. And there were a whole bunch of cute guys. I mean, it was, and I thought that was really good. It was multicultural. And like, it's not like Atlanta. Like, I think Atlanta and Dallas are the same, where it's kind of like one type of bear and they're snooty or something like that. And I don't like that. But no, it was awesome. It was really good. We also visited the Matreon, which they had the Sony store and the PlayStation store. So it was like a kid in a candy store, like looking at the cool gadgets. The Sony store has this gadget that's completely pointless. And maybe Jeff would be interested. I forgot what it's called, but it's like a sphere of some sort. And all it does is play music. It rotates on its own axis.
And the things go whoop, 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 whoop.
Yes!
Yeah, it's called Rolly.
Rolly! What the hell? And it was $400. And we're like, what the hell does it do? Apparently it plays music and it like...
It's a music playing dancing robot. That's all it is. Seriously, that's all
$400.
It is. It's really kind of cool.
I'd rather have an iPhone.
It's really kind of cool, but... Honestly, it's kind of useless.
Thank you.
It's useless. You can't even like call your friends or text message your friends on it the way you could say on say an iPhone, for example.
Well, I would rather spend the money
on
that.
This is more akin to an iPod than an iPhone. So there's no phone part to it. It's just pretty much to clear. It's just a music playing robot. Yeah. So
oh, by the way, we did go to a churrascaria.
Oh,
we did, and it was very upscale, very foo-foo, and I was wearing jeans, and I was like, I don't think I should be here. No, but he's half Brazilian and half Japanese, and for him, he's raised on what?
That's a cool mix.
It's a very cool mix. It's a hot mix, actually. I really like it. And it's really cool because he kind of has – when you look at him, he looks kind of Latin, kind of Asian too. Like you can tell he's got this nice goatee going and he's very furry. He's just really – he's a very hot bear. I really feel like he's a very hot bear. But anyway, we went to – he's raised on steak. Apparently he told me that in Brazil there are more cows than people. So
and there are a lot of people.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people. I was like, that can't be right. But that's what he said. And that's why beef is just like a thing there. There's no such thing as a Brazilian vegetarian, apparently. So he was raised on beef. Anyway, and for me, I'm like the complete opposite. I don't eat beef that much. I eat a lot of vegetables and bread. And so I was there, and I was just like, oh, my God. The food was phenomenal, as usual. But, I mean, I just couldn't keep up with him. He was just eating animal after animal. But I guess let's see. I think – what else did I do? Jeez. Oh, that's right. We went to Berkeley, and on the way to Berkeley, the University of California, Berkeley, it's a beautiful campus. But on the way there, I found out that Berkeley is a couple minutes north of San Francisco. I found out there is a Steamworks, and if you don't know what a Steamworks is, it's a bathhouse, a gay bathhouse. But here's what I found out. I found out that there was a bear event at the steam at the bathhouse. I was like, holy fuck.
Go figure.
Hey, bears. Yes. Because I was – it's like bear, I was like baths plus bears equals – oh, my fucking God. Oh, God. This is going to be great. He told me about it. He's like, do you want to go? Do you? And like, actually, I kind of do. So we were going to go, but –
But
I didn't get to go.
Did you get to go, or did you chicken out?
No, actually, we both agreed it would be. Because the thing he told me is like, I'll be honest with you, I want to take it as you want to go. But if another guy touched you, I'd be really jealous and really angry.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So. He said, you know, he said, like, if you were, I can't believe I'm going to say it. You know what? I'm not going to say more because he'll be angry if I. Basically, if there's certain things that he would allow, but if you went into no-no regions, I was like, what? He told me there's certain no-no regions. If they went to my no-no regions, according to him, he would kick their ass. So I was like, okay. I don't think we should go since I think you feel that way. So, So yeah, we didn't go. But I wanted to. I was like, I just want to watch.
It's kind of like you want the experience.
How many times are there a bear event at a bathhouse?
You know, I actually was
in Montreal
4 years ago, and during the Gala Festival in Montreal 4 years ago, there was a bear event at the local bathhouse there in Montreal, and I almost went. I actually did go to the bathhouse and stood in line to get into the bathhouse there in Montreal, and then remembered, of course, that I was supposed to have been dating someone back in Austin at that point. I'm no longer dating that person, and in fact broke up with that person a mere, 6 months after having gone to Montreal. But the reason I did not ultimately go into the bathhouse is because I was not with him at that bathhouse and thought it would be imprudent of me to go into the bathhouse without him. So I chickened out right before I got to the cashier there at the bathhouse. But it happens frequently, apparently, much more frequently than any of us could ever imagine, I'm sure. That bears convene at the bathhouse.
And it's not like I haven't been to the bathhouse here, but
I love the people at our local bathhouse, but I have to say I've been to better ones.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like the one in San Francisco, I'm just assuming it might be really nice. Let's see what else I did a whole lot of stuff in 2 days. Let me be honest with you. And the one thing I have to say is that the parking, I've never been to a place where parking was so terrible. I mean, Atlanta's bad, but at least you can find something after a while. We drove like an hour and a half looking for a parking space when we finally said, you know what, let's go downtown, take the train. It'll be faster that way. And that's what we did. I mean, parking in San Francisco is a freaking nightmare. It's terrible. But aside from that, I had a great time. Oh, and by the way, in Chinatown, it was awesome. The food, like there's like greasy ducks hanging in the like random stores, and they sell all these little Chinese delicacies. And we just got like a whole bunch of Chinese little snacks, like pork buns and whatever. And we're just like eating and like walking through the streets of Chinatown, listening to all this Mandarin going on, and it was awesome. I was like, oh, this is so cool. So, I mean, really good Chinese food, even at a random stand, like Chinese stand. Better than your average restaurant here, so. We also got to watch a movie, had time to watch a movie, Wanted, but I'll talk about that later. But anyway, I finally came back Sunday night late, and I got sick. I think it was because, quite frankly, I didn't bring a jacket, and it was 55 degrees. And now I'm coughing and kind of like sick right now. You could probably tell by my voice.
55 degrees. That's nothing.
True.
That's
I went to an ice rink all day. That's warm, I tell you.
Anyways.
I lived in Minnesota for 25 years of my life.
68 degrees, 100 degrees here. Oh, by the way. It was so fucked up. When on Sunday when I got there, they said, by the way, your flight's delayed 5 hours. What? So I'm going to miss my connection in Salt Lake City. Yes, you will. What? Okay, so what am I supposed to do? So after a while, she's like, I'm going to put you another flight to Minneapolis.
Woo!
Sorry.
Imagine the United States map and figure out that it's out of the way. Like
San Francisco to Minneapolis to Austin?
Austin.
Wait,
that's
what?
Far out of the way.
That's
oh
like,
my God. It was yeah, but it was
35
terrible.
Straight down. I know.
Terrible.
I drove that.
Down the road.
It
yeah.
was terrible. But anyway, yeah, I had to go to Minneapolis, St. Paul. If I had more time, I'd have been like, hey, Shannon.
You could have
I'm
had
in
a
town.
Caribou coffee. Oh, I missed the Caribou.
Anyway, I love Shannon. I'm like, hey, Shannon, are you going to leave Luke for me? No, I'm just joking. No, I was in Minneapolis and then finally went to Austin. Oh, and get this. My bag, actually, I did – when I finally landed in Austin, I found out that my bag got there before I did.
Isn't that
so
awesome?
Like, what? My bag did not miss the flight from Salt Lake City and got there before I did. Got there 2 hours before I did. But the thing, here's the thing. It was in the Northwest baggage claim instead of Delta. So I had to wait for someone. I paid someone like twice, and I was sitting there for like 30 minutes, and I found out the stupid B woman – was taking a break. She saw me coming. She was like down the hall, and she knew. I knew it was her by the uniform. And she's just casually walking by. She didn't even rush. And like, you bitch, it's been over 30 minutes since I paged you, and you're on a freaking coffee break. I wanted to like slap her silly. But anyway,
no. Neither coffee.
Back. Yeah, well, but I'm back in Austin, and it was great. So, and to let everyone know, we're not like dating or anything, but oh, the biggest part I completely forgot. I almost got married. So,
wow.
Almost.
Almost.
Here's the thing. We were eating a late night dinner after bar hopping, and he's like, we could get married tomorrow. And I kind of looked at him, and he was looking at me back, and
wait, this is what you said this to him, or
no?
Or...
He told that to me, oh. So it was kind of like a semi-proposal.
My.
Like, kind of looked at me and he kind of touched my hands, like, "Can you get married tomorrow?" And it's like, no, I'm not going to be one of those gays that rushes into it." And I said, "Don't be silly." And reality set in because reality is it's complicated. So. Right now, currently, I mean, we're still talking to each other, and I'm still kind of attached to him. I told him to date other people, but, I mean, it'll happen. And I mean, not. I mean, I'm not sure what's happening right now. It's kind of confusing, but...
I've been in your place. So.
And you moved.
I
so.
And look what happened.
Okay. Yeah.
Yours wouldn't be as tragic as my situation.
Anyway... So that's it. I'm back. So
woo! Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So, oh, I'll post pictures once I get them from Sydney on Flickr, but they'll probably be next week's show. So
excellent, anyway. Excellent. Tim,
been fun. Well, I know it's been 2 weeks since they released a new episode, and I do apologize to those folks who were expecting an episode last week, but I things just did not conspire
we
our
had
way.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it has technical difficulties indeed. But I know I've had a rather eventful 2 weeks. Last weekend, then not this past weekend, but weekend last, I had done a fair amount of things with the Heart of Texas Bears, whose t-shirt I'm wearing today. On Saturday morning, I had gone to the second breakfast of the month with the Heart of Texas Bears, which is normally held at the Hills Cafe down on South Congress Avenue. And it was really good. I'd never been before, and I encountered a lot of bears, many of whom were from South Austin, but there were a few folks from North Austin too, and I was very impressed that that they made it down to Hills Cafe. But also that Saturday was a pool party hosted by Tom and John, and it was amazing. I had a blast at that pool party, and I think you guys truly missed something if you were not there. It was a lot of fun, and I met my friend Rich there. I had met Rich, in fact, at gay.com, and we agreed to meet there at the pool party, and we had a lot of fun there at the pool party.
Oh, is it you guy?
Yeah, I sort of, maybe, sort of.
It
was very fun, and we had a great time there at the pool party, and we saw Coffee Date, the movie, and there at the pool party, and that was really cute. But yes, I introduced Rich and a couple others to mango mojitos from Bacardi, and those are terribly, terribly tasty. Very, very addictive and like liquid candy, I tell you. Very, very tasty. Mm-hmm. But yes, we quickly went through a six-pack among the two, nay, three of us, the third of whom had a sip of one. there at the party. So I highly recommend the Bacardi's mango mojitos. Those are very tasty. But yes, that was a very bear-filled weekend. Then of course, I had my requisite rehearsal on Monday and Thursday nights of last week. I did have a lovely weekend as well this past weekend. I know Jeff and I had lunch on, actually first we were chatting on Yahoo, and he invited me up to see Hamlet on Sunday afternoon.
We need to go. You're doing everything out of order. Friday.
Am I? Friday? What happened Friday?
Friday, we went out to lunch to have Mighty Fine Burgers.
Oh, that's right. You're right. We did. You're completely right. I totally forgot about that. But yes, indeed, Friday, we did go out to Mighty Fine Burgers to have some lunch. Jeff had never been, and I had actually never been to the restaurant, but I'd had their food before, and it was marvelous that first time. And I have to say, I had a quite marvelous burger there at the Mighty Fine Burgers. And enjoyed some of their fresh squeezed lemonade as well. And that Mighty Fine Burgers is actually up in the Arbor Walk, which is at where 360 meets Mopac on the north side. And I was amazed at the crowd of people that were there on lunch on a Friday afternoon. It was like I think we waited like half an hour from having joined the line to getting up to the front of the line.
No, it was a lot shorter than that. It just seemed like it was a long time. Maybe 15 minutes.
True, but it was just a very intimidating line. But I was glad we stayed because I think my meal was certainly well worth it. They have freshly made burgers and freshly pressed lemonade. And I truly think they are some of the best burgers in town.
I had an Ernie Palmer there. But instead of using the lemonade that they have freshly squeezed, I just used the lemonade that they had from the fountain. So I poured in half iced tea and then put in the fountain lemonade, and it tasted so good. It was amazing. I was overwhelmed with the taste of my Arnie Palmer. That was the best thing there.
Oh. But yes, Mighty Fine Burgers, I think, is very well worth recommending to anyone and everyone who enjoys burgers. And then we did happen to go to Specs, which is up there near the Arbor Walk as well. And
in the Arbor Walk.
Yeah, indeed, it is also in the Arbor Walk. And I did happen to purchase a bottle of Vino Verde and another bottle of pomegranate juice, which I have been enjoying this evening, in particular with a little bit of vodka and some tonic water. It mixes quite well, I have to say, with those other two ingredients. But yes, that was our Friday afternoon. I don't think I did we do anything Friday night, Jeff? I can't remember.
Yes, I don't, we went to Fridays.
You're right. Was that Friday? Was that not Sunday?
Let me say what I did on Friday. Well,
please do.
We went to Mighty Fine Burgers.
Yes. And,
we went back to my place, where I then changed and went to an interview for Apple.
You're right.
After my interview at Apple, I went to Saturn to have my car, my oil changed, but there was a condenser issue that from the previous visit that I wanted to get taken care of. It was going to take a while. So I called Tim. Then we went home, and then we watched. Do we watch something? Or did we go?
We recorded a beer cub, didn't we?
We recorded a beer cub, and during our recording of the beer cub, they called like right at the end of the show. I'm like, I got to go pick up my car, and that's how I end the show. But I think we watched some Wine Library.
Yes, I think we did watch some Wine Library, to which you are a new convert, I do remember.
Yes.
I know we've been concocting a potential spoof of Wine Library, but that's
welcome
all
to Beer Library TV. My name is Jeffrey Anderson.
Excellent. But yes, then Saturday morning, I actually had to work dreadfully early. We had a competition this past weekend at the ice rink that I work at. And there was practice ice going on that Saturday morning. And so I had to be there at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, which I was so not looking forward to and so did not particularly enjoy, because it was me by myself being accosted by 25 angry skating mothers wanting to have their children's music played in the half hour that they had to skate. So that was just nuts, I tell you, Saturday morning. And there were 4 half hours of this, at which I was accosted by 25 different skating mothers each half hour. It was just insane. But then finally, Saturday was over at work by 2. So I went home and promptly took a nap. And then woke up at 1 in the morning for my nap. So I decided to sleep the rest of the night. Sunday, I know Jeff and I had gone, and actually I had gone to Jeff's to see Hamlet, the Kenneth Branagh version, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. We actually watched the first half of Hamlet, and then we went to the Lone Star Beer Bust down at RCC, the Rainbow Cattle Company, and had a lot of fun there. I participated in the bear strip-off contest there at RCC.
The pole strip-off.
Yep, yeah, indeed, it was a pole strip-off.
He got to dance to Feedback.
Oh, wow.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun. I didn't win, but congratulations to the winner at that pole dance competition. It was a lot of fun. Oh, and those of us who didn't win got consolation shots. So that was well worth it, I'd say.
Oh, yes.
But yes, it was a lot of fun there at the Randall Cowan Company, and I got to see Rich again and stuff like that. It was fun. But then last night, Monday night, we actually didn't have rehearsal for the first time in like weeks for this CSCMC. We're actually prepping to go to Miami here in less than 2 weeks. I think that's crazy. I can't believe we're actually be gone for an entire week in less than 2 weeks.
Not for the 19th, is it?
It is, in fact, I'm going to be in Miami for the 19th. Oh, yes, sir. What?
That's Kat's wedding.
Oh, yeah, I had inferred that, yes, that's true. I do apologize that I'm going to have to miss Kat's wedding. But I shall get them a gift or something.
And Stacy are going to be in town, too.
Oh, see, I'm going to be out of town that entire week. I'm going to be gone like the 12th through the 20th down in Miami. But if anybody's listening in Miami, I'm coming down. And we'll be there all week for the Gala Festival, of choruses. And the CCMC, the Capital City Men's Chorus, is going to be performing there in Miami on Tuesday evening at the event site there in Miami. I do know that I'm certainly looking forward to that, but this past Monday, since we're closing up our rehearsals for that session, we did not in fact have rehearsal last night, but there was a little sectional rehearsal that Murray, the tenor two section leader, hosted at his place. And some of us tenor ones happened to attend that as well. And, We happened to drink some of the Vino Verde that I had brought to that sectional rehearsal, and it was quite tasty. All in all, I had a very fun 2 weeks, and I'm glad to be back podcasting. So, Jeff, what were you doing the other days that I was not with you?
Well, let's see. Didn't really do anything that Saturday, that first Saturday. That's 2 Sundays ago. What I was doing on Saturday was actually prepping for what I was doing. Oh, no, not on Saturday. Although partly did. That Saturday was actually free RPG day. So I actually went to Ninja Pirate and played a fourth edition D&D game run by my friend Steven, and had a good time. I was set to run the game again for anybody who wanted to, but there was no one who was there to play it, so we didn't run it again. Instead, I jumped in on a different gaming system called Quicksilver, which was kind of cool, and I had a good time with that. So, then the next day, I actually ran a game. I ran Black Wheel Company Mod 12. It was supposed to be what's known as a slot zero, which was a special slot for all the people who were actually going to run the game this last weekend at Origins. So I ran it for one of the guys who was going to run it this past weekend. The game was an utter disaster, not on the player's part, but on my part. I had prepped, and everything I wanted to do was somehow, I couldn't do anything with my creatures. They just wipe the floor. This is my second game ever that I DM'd, and I actually a couple times almost broke down crying. I actually cried as I was leaving because I felt so awful because of how awful the game went on my side. There was like no challenge to the
You're so sensey, you know that, right? My gosh, it's just a game. Oh,
I know, but I really wanted it to be cool and fun and challenging, but it wasn't, so I was very disappointed. Anyways, I got over that. So I was actually stretching from that most of the week. So then on Friday, I cry at commercials. Mr. Hot Bear cries at commercials. Oh, how sweet. Anyways, where was I? On Friday, then I called in sick. I had appleitis. And then I went to my Apple interview that day. As I said, Tim said we went to Mighty Fine Burgers. Then I went to an interview at Apple, which ended up being not so great. I didn't feel like it went. I felt like it was okay, but I didn't really feel confident in the interview. So.
Well, when I talked to you, it said you thought you felt fairly confident indeed.
I was, but I had my doubts on how well I did. Right afterwards, I then went right to Saturn to get my oil changed and my condenser fixed. Then, of course, Tim picked me up. We did watch some wine library. We did a beer cub. They called. We went to... back to Saturn. He dropped me off and we met at TGI Fridays and we had a gay old time there.
Yes, indeed. We hadn't played trivia in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. I still say we do a real trivia at some point.
You know, I would love to. It's whenever that happens, I'm at work.
Okay. All right.
And I would love to join you. Really, I would. It's just I have to work on Wednesday nights.
Let's see. Where was I? What did we do after that? Did we do something, or did we just break and go home?
I know you had left, and I continued playing for a couple minutes more.
Okay.
But yeah.
So then Saturday, didn't do anything Sunday. Oh. Is it Saturday that happened? Yeah, it was Saturday. So I'm sitting at home, minding my own business. And there's a knock at the door, so I answer the door, and there's this guy from North Star Home Security. He's like, dude, I need to get, like, 3 signs out here, and I've got this promotional offer for, like, we'll install the equipment and give you free equipment and everything. You just need to pay for the service. And I'm like, yeah, sure. So within an hour to 2 hours... he had knocked at the door. I had signed my paperwork, got pre-approved, got everything all set up. The installer came, installed the system, showed me all the things, and left. It was awesome. It was sweet. So I got this offer for free install, and now I've got a home security system. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Then what was it? Oh, so I sat down and decided I was going to watch a movie. So I went and looked at my DVDs, and I saw that I hadn't watched the Criterion Collection of Hamlet version of Hamlet that I had starring directed by Laurence Olivier. So I started watching that. I'm watching it. I'm like, God, these old movies suck.
And I'm sure there are lots of our elder statesmen who are sitting aghast at the impudence of
see, it's one of those things where what they did was exactly the style of the times. If you were sitting there in a theater back in the 50s and watching the 50s, no, maybe more like 20s, I would almost say. I don't remember how long
that's
ago.
A 30-decade difference. Which one
I know,
is it?
I don't remember. But, it, you know... early 1900s. that's right, Joe. You are not an older statesman. So I'm watching this. I'm like, this is totally in the style, but A, I couldn't understand a single word that the ghost said. And I'm going through this. I'm like critiquing the entire thing. It almost hurt. And I'm like, God, I wish I had the Mel Gibson version of this.
Oh, Mel Gibson. Wow.
So I went to Fry's. I left Fry's with 3 different versions of Hamlet. The Mel Gibson version, the Kenneth Branagh version, and the Ethan Hawke version.
Wait, isn't the Ethan Hawke kind of like the weird modern-day twist on it?
wouldn't say it's a weird modern day twist, but yes, it is a modern day twist. Denmark is not the actual state of Denmark or the country of Denmark. It's actually the Denmark Corporation in that movie. I have seen all three of these. Now, Ethan Hawke 1 also stars Julia Child as Ophelia.
Julia Child?
Julia Stiles, excuse me.
Yeah, I was about to say, those are two
different. I got the first that got totally different.
I was like, what? Are you sure about that? All right.
Brian, if you kept count, I actually have a total of four versions of Hamlet. And that's Laurence Olivier, Kenneth Branagh, Mel Gibson, and Ethan Hawke. Okay, so Ethan Hawke is Ethan Hawke, and Julia Stiles is Ophelia. Mel Gibson, which is actually my favorite out of all four of these, has Mel Gibson as Hamlet and Helena Bonham Carter as Ophelia. There's Kenneth Branagh with – who played Ophelia in the Kenneth Branagh one?
Ophelia was played by the woman that played in
Kate
Titanic.
Winslet.
Kate Winslet, yes.
The people who played Gertrude in between those two in the Kenneth Branagh version was Julie Christie. And then in the Mel Gibson one, which makes this one even better, Glenn Close.
Uh-huh.
Love Glenn Close. I love her.
You love her?
Yeah.
You really love her?
Not that much.
Okay.
So there's many differences. And one thing I really hated, and we were watching Kenneth Branagh's, and I groan when we got to the part where it went to "Alas, poor Yorick," you know, where he's holding the skull and he's looking at the skull and goes, "Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio." Kenneth Branagh. Oh no. Mel Gibson actually did a real pretty good Hamlet. Don't say that he was a bad Hamlet. He was not a bad Hamlet at all. I thought he was great. I mean, he did the Yorick speech right. Hams make bad Hamlet. then obviously Kenneth Branagh made a really bad Hamlet because he was very much.
See, I thought he was good. I thought I liked the Kenneth Branagh version. I liked
he's
it.
He's too melodramatic. I mean,
Hamlet is melodramatic. The Hamlet is melodramatic.
It's bad. It's bad. It just was not that great. I mean, John, are you trying to say something and you're muted? Or?
Oh my God, I'm muted. Okay, sorry. what I was trying to say, sometimes I turn it off and don't even know. No, I'm just saying, Kenneth Branagh is trained as a Shakespearean actor and he's usually really good, except Hamlet, I watched that. And I agree with Jeff. It wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. He does make a really good. He does really really well. And I think it was Othello that I saw him in one time, and I really liked him in Othello as Iago. He did Love's Labour's Lost, which he did as a musical. That was actually pretty cool. I haven't seen his Henry V, which I think was his first Shakespeare movie that he did.
He did the comedy version of named the Shakespeare comedy about
Love's Labour's Lost.
No, in fact, Michael Keaton.
Oh,
did the
this one, Much Ado About Nothing.
Yes,
with he did a version of Keanu that, Reeves was, in there, and
it was really good.
The
I really
Washington,
liked that one.
And oh yeah, my God, was, yes.
That one was good.
Yeah, he does a great job. And honestly, the Hamlet that he did, besides his acting, overall was actually pretty cool. It was well established. He's a great director when it comes to Shakespearean movies. But I hated his Hamlet. I hated his Hamlet. I really, really liked like Mel Gibson's Hamlet. I thought that he does Hamlet right. I mean, you have to see you really have to see Mel Gibson's Hamlet to see some of these bits that he does that are stupendous. With the Alas, Poor York thing, it always has this thing where they hold up Alas, Poor York, I knew him, Horatio. You look at those lines, Alas, Poor York, I knew him, Horatio. Maybe at the first part, you know, the Alas, Poor York, you know, feeling sorry for York because he's dead. But then he says, I knew him, Horatio. Now, he's trying to remember this great memory of Yorick being the jester, and he should be, like, you know, excited about remembering this, you know. He goes, Mel Gibson goes, alas, poor Yorick. And then he goes, I knew him, Horatio. And then talks about his fond memories of Yorick. Mel Gibson does a much better job of that speech, and there's many, many parts that he does better. Another Kenneth Branagh blunder in regards to Hamlet. There's a line which is, frailty, thy name is woman, which is a classic line where he's basically saying, mother, your husband died, and then within a month you marry his brother. And he's trying to accuse her. Kenneth Branagh just goes right through the line. He just quickly says it and moves on. While Mel Gibson does it better, he's looking out the window at Gertrude, goes, frailty, thy name is woman. Pause. Shuts the window and then goes on. But he's, you know, actually accusing Gertrude of something. While Kenneth Branagh just says, this is an important line. It's an important line. He's trying to accuse his mother of something. But that's just my philosophy. Anyways. And then can give you a critique after I rewatch the Ethan Hawke one. Which I remembered. I kind of liked.
I don't think that Kenneth Branagh misspoke the frailty, the name is woman line. My take on it was that he was claiming himself that because he was so frail at having been so taken by seeing the ghost of his father while having just been lambasting his mother, that was his take on frailty, and that he was seeing himself as feminine at having been so frail.
Okay. I can't say anything. I don't agree with you, but I can't say anything against that.
Okay.
But anyways. Yeah.
This conversation is putting me to sleep.
Oh, and then yesterday I got an email from Apple saying we don't want you. Okay. Excellent.
Get out. When was this email?
What was 5:30 yesterday?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
At least you got back to me the next business day. Okay.
At least you got an email. Like,
so when I finally got home, because I was actually driving home from, I actually immediately went onto the jobs.apple.com and started applying for other jobs.
Everyone wants to work for Apple.
Yeah, you can get somewhere.
Everyone wants to work for Apple, even if it's like a working at the cafeteria. I'm working with Apple. Hello.
No, I wouldn't work at the cafeteria. I don't get me in food service.
Oh, you don't want to do
that. Not that I'm dirty or anything, but I can't do food service. It's just that's not me.
Anyway, as I was saying,
so shall we wrap up the show? Do you got a What the Fuck Weekly? It's like we're at an hour.
Are we already at an hour?
15.
Yeah, well, you talked for like half an hour.
I did not talk for half an hour.
You too.
Okay. Okay, there's no What the Fuck Weeklies.
Yes, there is, actually. I have one.
He has one, but I have a couple picks. So let's just give it to Jeff. Since we have no main topic, so that's weird. We didn't talk an hour, did we?
According to
Vergash, it's already in an hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, good Lord! Okay, so hand it over to Jeff, and we'll just do a what the fuck.
So the what the fuck, if you go to dig.com/user/boxtech, you will find both my picks and the what the fuck weekly. So if you pop over there, I need to actually go there myself. Actually, I've got the quick link to the thing. I actually submitted this one by myself. It's entitled, I don't think this is the right term. It's from eater.com. And the article says, Menus Gone Wild, Matsugan's Sea Urchin Bukkake.
What? Oh, God.
Yes. I said Sea Urchin Bukkake.
Sea Urchin Bukkake. Oh, for the love of God.
And hopefully everybody in the... everybody who listens to this knows what Bukkake is. If you listened to Talk for a while ago, they did talk about Bukkake.
I have to admit, I'll have to wait until the B-Talk is posted to listen to that.
Oh, it wasn't today's B-Talk where they did it. This was
okay,
like,
so I'm behind on my B-Talk. What are you...
Oh, no. No. This was a long time ago. This was like a year ago or something like that.
Oh.
But they did talk about Bukkake at one time. So you've never heard of Bukkake?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it means, but I've heard of it.
Oh, my God. And they call me a prude. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Let me take a look at Bukkake. There we go. So our friend Wikipedia will be coming up here in a second with Bukkake.
Goodie.
Bukkake is Japanese. It's a sexual practice that features someone being ejaculated on by multiple men. The definition has been expanded more recently, courtesy of explosive glows, to pornographic films that include one or more subjects, either male or female, and ejaculation on any part of the body, not just on the face, and into various types of containers for the purpose of ingestion. The ejaculation of one or more women onto a subject has been called Bukkake as well. Basically, most Bukkake pornography is you've got a whole crap load of men. They jack off onto the face of in Japanese, it's usually face of a woman, although it could be a man. And it drips down into a bowl. And they collect all of this. And then at the end, she drinks it all. It's actually kind of disgusting because it's not just one or two, but
okay.
So that's your so if you want more information, go ahead and take a look at that. Now, also looking at Wikipedia, I just noticed for the Japanese noodle preparation method, look under udon cold. So it's just a. Bukkake is also a cold is cold udon served with various toppings liberally sprinkled on top.
Like jism or like
puree of Japanese yam.
Okay, either way, whichever definition of bukkake you use, it's something that you can eat.
Yes, oh, exactly. God. Okay, nice. So. So that's the what the fuck weekly for that this week. I want to thank my friend Fredo from Twitter. He actually pointed this out on his website, grapefeed.com.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So if you go back to users dig.com/user/boxtech, you'll see a couple more. My picks are actually going to be the first one is the last one. Is the other one that I submitted right there on the first page. It says, this is how you make a stable ice cream cone. It's actually a device that I found on Device, a gadget blog, called the Cuisapro Ice Cream Scoop and Stack. It's actually a pretty cool gadget. What you do is you just plunge the scoop down. You pull up on a cylinder and it pulls up cylinder, a metal suction cylinder, and then you go over to your cone, you set it down, and then you push up and pull, and you got this nice scoop that will hold stably on your ice cream cone. You can probably stack up more and be awfully stable versus getting those nice round scoops. And I think it's a very nice device.
That's cool.
One more pick for me. And that one is the fact that Wine Library TV joined Revision 3. It's got Wine Library now has something called Wine Library Reserve. Basically what it is they take a older episode and they cut it down to 5 minutes with some, which basically talks about the important parts of it, where he talks about each of the wines.
All important, of course.
Well, I know there's more to Wine Library that makes it really cool, but this kind of cuts it down. So if you're just looking for something to quickly watch on your break instead of a 20-minute episode, this is a good thing. It's less than 5 minutes. They add a couple extra graphic effects. Like one of the things he does, he scores the wines. So they actually show the score that he puts up. They actually graphically show it. Well, normally on Wine Library, they don't. And then whenever he's describing something, he's getting this flavor and this flavor and this flavor, they put up little graphics about it. It's really kind of cool. For my introduction into Wine Library, because the first time I watched any Wine Library was actually the first Wine Library Reserve, it kind of got me into it, actually. So it was kind of it was a Wine Library light.
True, and I have to admit, I've been a Wine Library fan for quite some time now, and I did see the Wine Library Reserve, and it is fascinating. They've added some bits that were not in the original version, like little embellishments and add-ons that were quite entertaining.
And those are my picks.
Cool. Awesome. Tim, do you want to go next or should I go?
Sure, I'll go. Speaking of Wine Library, I've found a wine at my local HEB that is not available, I didn't see at least, at winelibrary.com or at Wine Library TV, which I was most fascinated by, that I would have scooped Wine Library. But meanwhile, I had mentioned Vino Verde earlier in this episode, and my favorite Vino Verde of the moment is Twin Vines Vino Verde. And I truly adore them. I think they're really good. Their wine is all Vino Verde is mostly bubbly, which I appreciate greatly. But I find that Twin Vines 2007 vintage of their Vino Verde is rather nicely acidic. I think it tastes a little bit like Granny Smith apples at first, and then moves into like star fruit and other citrus fruits as well. It's quite tasty. But yes, that's Twin Vines Vino Verde, and they do have a couple websites in which they're listed. They're the most lovely one that I was able to find is at wineloverspage.com.
Find them at Wine Legacy.
I'm sorry?
Find them at Wine Legacy.
Yeah, I'll copy this I've found. It's got a nice little description of it, as well as some pairings that it would recommend. But yes, I truly enjoy the Twin Vines Vinho Verde from Portugal. So that's my pick for this week.
Excellent. John?
Oh. Let me see. I have two picks. My first pick would be a band called The Last... Goodbye. Actually, The Last Goodbye or The Last Good Night? No, hold on. The Last Good Night. I don't know if you can see it. Anyway. They have a song that I really liked. It was called Stay Beautiful. It should be on the radio, even on MTV. But I went ahead and got their album, and it's awesome. If you want to know what they sound like, the closest thing I can say would probably be Maroon 5. Maroon 5 is kind of – it's rock – but it's got some pop sprinkled in, some funk, some jazz.
Related searches on Amazon.com say Maroon 5, Lighthouse, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I guess. But it's really good. I really love the album. They incorporate a lot of really cool elements. Like, they do some organ stuff in there. I love the melodies. It's just – it's not something you hear very often. It's not – and I don't feel it's cookie cutter either. I love the music in general. I think the words are pretty good too. It's pretty poetic. It's a good album. I suggest you go ahead and try it out online and check out The Last Good Night. The first album is called Poison Kiss. It has an apple and a snake in it, which is kind of cool. Anyway, my second pick is actually the movie I saw in San Francisco. Wanted. Actually, we wanted to watch WALL-E, but it wasn't playing at the Metreon. So I'll be watching it this weekend, and I'll probably be talking about it next week. I already know I'm going to love it. It's so cute. And I kept saying WALL-E all weekend, and it was driving him mad. So, Wanted is a really cool movie. I don't want to give out much, but essentially, it's about a League of Assassins, really, essentially. And I don't know why Angel Lee has this thing, because one of the last movies, well, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, she was another assassin. Like, she likes to kill people, I guess. I don't know why.
She's an action chick.
She's an action chick. No, but I thought going to this movie, it looked kind of cool. I wasn't expecting much, really, honestly. I was expecting a really cool action flick, some gun tricks, and I'll be walking. It's just something kind of entertaining. What I got instead was this deep movie about existentialism. And for those who know me, I love existentialism. I even have a blog called Existential Gamer. Another plug for that, but later. Anyway, this movie is really deep. It talks about your purpose in life, fate versus choice, all that good stuff. I won't give away too much about it, but you'll walk away. It's one of those movies that it's pretty to look at on the surface, but it has a lot of depth underneath. And you'll walk out of that movie with a lot of thoughts in your head, a lot of questions. And I love those type of movies. A movie that had a similar effect was 10 years ago, The Matrix. It's 1999. I walked out of that theater and I was thinking, oh my God. You know, and it's one of those existential films about your purpose and who you are. And you walk out of the movie and you're thinking, wow, not only was it pretty to look at, it had a lot of depth and made you think. A movie that made you think. And that Wanted, it's that movie. I totally, totally, totally suggest that you go watch it. Watch WALL-E first, obviously, but then go ahead and watch Wanted. It's one of my favorites. So definitely watch Wanted. Actually, I put a post about it in my Existential Gamer blog. existentialgamer.wordpress.com, and it has a lot of video game elements too. It's really weird, but I talk about that later. But that's my pick. So there, watch Wanted.
Excellent. And that's it for the show. Check that out. If you want to contact us, you can email us at podcast@cubsoutloud.com or each of us individually at jeff@cubsoutloud.com
or kazucub@cubsoutloud.com.
And timcub@cubsoutloud.com.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 206-666-4929 or leave us an audio message by clicking on the Send Me a Voice Message button on our site. Check us out at MySpace at myspace.com/cubsoutloud, or you can find us on Facebook as well. Tim, you need to make sure you're maintaining that.
Yeah, I am, I swear.
Then how come you poked us on Facebook?
Out of spite. Ha!
Anyways, want to know what we're doing? Watch us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud/boxtech.
/kazucub.
And /timcub.
Don't forget to watch us live each week. We're streaming. You'll just watch for the streaming live post at cubsoutloud.com or click on the COL Live link on the right-hand sidebar of cubsoutloud.com. Also, don't forget to check out scandalfactory.com for all your COL merchandise needs. Thank you, Blake and Brian.
And remember, for every shirt purchase, you get a blowjob. Courtesy of
Promotion. Plus awesomeness. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.